Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We've got more on the anti-animal agriculture activists and their tactics in just a moment.
Land and its improvements are a major financial investment. Therefore, all land ownership boundaries should be located and monumented with a boundary survey performed by a licensed land surveyor. Whether your property is to be sold, subdivided, improved, or if your boundaries and corners are uncertain or an encroachment is suspected, contact a member of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors. Visit www.osls.org for a licensed land surveyor near you.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 00809140. That phone number for Joe Pieper, again, is 580-541-1949. The Animal Agriculture Alliance released a report recently detailing observations from the Animal Rights National Conference that was held early in August in Alexandria, Virginia. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says that one of the things they notice as they observe this particular conference and the anti-animal agriculture activists are the tactics that they use against producers and those that are handling animals, but also against companies that are consumer-facing.
Over the past several years, animal rights activist groups have been very aggressive and very focused on pressuring restaurants, retailers, and food service companies to adopt certain policies. Of course, these policies on their surface might sound like something that's good or would be positive for animal welfare, but really at their core, what they're trying to do is get policies put in place that make production less efficient, that drive up costs, that force farmers to have the burden of changing production practices, which unfortunately will put some farmers out of business as they try to look to make those transitions. And a lot of times these policies aren't necessarily black and white better for animal welfare. Cage-free egg production is one example of this, that everyone has probably heard all the headlines and heard the news about companies pledging to adopt standards they will only source cage-free eggs over the next 5 or 10 years. And those policies were pushed by activist groups, and that tactic was very popular in discussions at the Animal Rights Conference. They talked about harassment was one word they used, that they had basically harassed one company into adopting a certain policy. They talked about going on to social media pages of restaurants and retailers and bombing them with negative comments and negative reviews and forcing them to deal with the activists. They said one thing that they suggested activists do is put up a campaign and take a restaurant's logo and put blood drops on it. What they want to do is force branded companies, and just as you said, Ron, those companies are consumer-facing, so they do have a brand to have to defend. And these activist groups know that, and they're trying to pressure them, damage that brand, and use a lot of aggressive and, again, that harassment word, those harassing tactics, to try to get those brands to cave to the demands the activist groups are making, which ultimately those demands will be to stop selling milk, meat, poultry, and eggs. One speaker even said that. Someone in the audience asked, well, why are you even bothering pushing for these animal welfare policies when we really should be pushing for liberation and not eating animals at all? And the speaker said, you know, don't worry, we're not going away. That they're going to continue to persist and continue to push chains and restaurants and retailers to adopt certain policies until they do meet that end goal.
I guess that's almost what like the proverbial nose of the camel under the tent.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that if these restaurant and retail brands want to keep serving meat, poultry, milk, and eggs, which I'm sure that they do, they should be receptive to talking to the animal ag industry, and we really need to be communicating throughout the supply chain and make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all working together, and we're really supporting those brands as they deal with the pressure campaigns, because as you can see in the report, these tactics are ruthless, these tactics are underhanded, and anything we can do to support those publicly facing companies in this effort, we need to be doing that, and hopefully they can know that they can turn to us for resources and help.
And Hannah Thompson-Weeman says, make no mistake about it, these animal rights activists have no intention of coexisting with animal agriculture. They want to put farmers, ranchers, and those raising livestock out of business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.